Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike DeLajas. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Stigman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas takes first base on ball four. Aspromonte moves to second. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Breeding fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt throws the ball into Hansen, who tags Power trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Aspromonte scores. Keen moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. Hal Brown now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keen scores. Pearsall scores. There goes Francona trying to get to home. Woodling throws the ball into Hansen, who relays the ball to Triandos, who tags Francona, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 3-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. De La Hoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keene moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Breeding moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Breeding moves to third. Brown moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Don Newcomb now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Breeding. The throw from Romano and he is out, Aspromonte applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. De La Hoya settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Jim Busby. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is 0-for-1 in the game. Newcomb strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike De La Hoya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoya is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, De La Hoya hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Woodling hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Triandos bunts towards the mound. Newcomb fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Newcomb. Gentile scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Breeding hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Triandos trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Bob Hale pinch hits for Don Newcomb. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.